And joining us now, we have Dr. Aileen Marty from FIU to talk about the latest on the CDC guidance for vaccinated Americans. Dr. Marty, thank you so much for taking a few minutes to join us. First of all, your thoughts on that guidance?
Well, thank you. It's always a pleasure to be with you. My thoughts are quite simple. The way that the CDC does its guidance, it's based on population, right? Population risk versus benefits for any particular thing. So if you think in terms of the risks to a vaccinated person from this virus right now, the risk to a vaccinated person has gone down to a level of tolerable risk that we are all used to for many other things. For example, anytime you get in a car, there is a risk that you could be in a serious car accident. Sure. But the risk-benefit ratio for you isn't really that high, and getting from point A to point B in the car is, you know, it's worth that risk, which is very, very small. So that's the way they're looking at it. They're looking at the risk-benefit ratio. Yes, there are still variants out there. Yes, it could still go up. We could still have a problem. But right now, in the United States, for vaccinated people, that risk-benefit ratio is at a point that it's reasonable to consider having these types of freedoms for people who are vaccinated. That's not true if you're not vaccinated. For unvaccinated people, the risk still remains very significant, especially in indoor crowded settings.
What do we know about breakthrough cases and transmissibility of the virus among those who are vaccinated?
So we happen to be incredibly fortunate in the United States that the vast majority of people have been vaccinated with the two most efficacious and the safest vaccines against this virus that exist on the planet. Not only are they safe and efficacious against COVID-19, but they are also, if you compare them to other vaccines that have been created, they are among the safest vaccines ever created. So we're very fortunate to have these messenger RNA vaccines available to us. And the J&J vaccine also is very efficacious, not quite at the level of the other two, but that's okay. It's still far better than most of the other vaccines that are around, that are being used around the planet, like the inactivated vaccines. So we're really fortunate that way. However, even those two highly efficacious vaccines, you still have a 1 in 20 chance, even if you're vaccinated, of getting sick with COVID. And you have an even smaller but real chance of being sick enough to be in hospital, even though you're vaccinated. But again, that's a very small risk. And that's what we're talking about when we're looking at risk-benefit ratios, right? And for every single thing, we've seen that. Now, I have seen cases myself, personally, patients I've handled who were fully vaccinated in January, who were sick enough to require a little intervention. I haven't had to hospitalize anyone who was fully vaccinated. But again, it's that 1 out of 20 chance that you still have, even if you're vaccinated, which is a lot better off than you were if you were not vaccinated.
And the transmissibility, if somebody is vaccinated and they do get the virus, maybe they're asymptomatic, maybe they have very mild symptoms, do we know how likely it is once they're vaccinated to be able to pass the virus on to others?
So what we know about that is that in general, right now, we didn't know this when the original trials were done, but in general, right now, we're finding that most people who are vaccinated and acquire the virus and the virus grows in their body and they have mild symptoms, do have enough virus to share, but they tend not to have as much as others who were unvaccinated. That's one. Although I have, to be in all honesty, I have seen fully vaccinated people who had strikingly high viral loads. So it's really very variable because it depends on factors of the individual, like their genetic background, their underlying diseases, and things like that, and how well they actually responded to the vaccine. All these things play into whether or not a person who's vaccinated is able to shed enough virus to infect someone else. But I think that, you know, I think if we've learned anything from this outbreak, this horrific, horrific time that we've all spent, it's that respiratory diseases in general are kind of miserable, sometimes rather dangerous. And if we want to be polite and we're having a bad respiratory infection, we really ought to wear a mask at that time and keep others who are around us from getting it. And it's just a, sort of a polite citizenship type of thing to do. So if you know you're sick with something, don't spread it.
Dr. Aileen Marty, an expert in infectious diseases. She's director of the Infectious Disease Department at Florida International University and also a member of the World Health Organization Advisory Group on Mass Gatherings. You can follow her on Twitter at PROF Professor, PROF Dr. A. Marty. Dr. Marty, thanks so much for the time. We always appreciate the insight.
Pleasure. Take care.